The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shenema Dina Bat Sara. En Narifanala, En Narifanala, En Narifanala, Rufat Nefesh, Rufat Guf, Rufuata, Romar Abo Vechid Yirason, Renomar Amen. Daf Yud Gimel. Today's daf is being studied.
Lecture Nishmat
Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenehenu Begin Eden Amen. Le'ilu Nishmat Rifael ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenehenu Begin Eden Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashrema, Miki Meir Benjamin Jamile, Vegam Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rafana Lahem, Rafat Nefesh, Rafat Guf. Fatam Kerubal Abo, Vechen Yirasum Venomar Amen. We begin today's daf on Yud Bet Amud Bet. We have three lines from the bottom. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shemuel. En me'abrin et ha-shana, ela en ken hayta tekufa chasera ruba shel chodesh. Okay, let's stop here already. We're talking about over here reasons to make a leap year, to add another Adar, Adar Sheni Teriyah. We learned already there's a concept called the tekufa. To make it very simple, there's four seasons in the year. Each is called the tekufa. You have the tekufa of the kayitz. You have the tekufa of the stav, which is, let's say, the autumn. You have the tekufa of chorif. That's the winter. And you have tekufat aviv. That's the spring. There's four seasons. Each season is about 90 days. 91 days and change. And what happens is each season comes and goes, and then season changes, they call that the tekufa. Yom tekufa, so then it goes to the next tekufa, and then 91 days, and you go to the next tekufa. It's based on solar calculations. Now, certain rules apply to the Jewish calendar that are directly related to the tekufa. Number one is that Sukkot has to come in the tekufa of the autumn. Cannot come in kayitz. Also, Pesach has to be in tekufat aviv. Cannot be in the tekufa of the chorif. So what's the problem? The problem is, in the solar calendar, without any adjustments, there's a difference between the solar and the lunar. The solar is 365 days, and the lunar is 354 days. So every year you lose 11 days. There's an 11-day swing. Now our holidays follow the lunar calendar. So if you're not going to adjust it from time to time, so every year it's 11-day difference, 11-day difference. So the holidays keep on getting earlier and earlier and earlier. So without an adjustment, Sukkot will come out in the tekufa of the kayitz, and Pesach will come out in the tekufa of Tevet, which is the tekufa of Chodef, which is not good. So therefore, so often the rabbis would sit together and analyze to make sure that they would add a leap year, add 30 days, the tekufa to push back, push forward, so that everything falls out where it's supposed to. Basically, it's very simple. The three tekufos, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, that's one tekufa. Then Tammuz, Av, Elul, that's one. Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, and then Tevet, Shvat, Adar. Those three months per tekufa. So now, we learn the Shitav Rav Yehuda, in the name of Shemuel. En me'avrim et hashana, you don't make a leap year, ela in ken hayta tekufa hasera ruba shel chodesh, which means, if the tekufa of kayitz, that's the tekufa of the summer. If it normally tekufa of kayitz should end when? Tishri. Once Tishri comes, you start in the next tekufa. Tekufa of kayitz is Tammuz Av Elul. But let's say the tekufa of kayitz goes into the majority of the month of Tishri. What's the majority of the month? Vekama ruba shel chodesh, shisha asar yom. So if the Kufat Kayetz goes into the new month, to Tishri, 16 days, means that the Kufat of the Kayetz all the way goes to the 16th of Tishri, so you have to make a Ibur. Okay? Look at the Rashi. Rashi is on the bottom, there are two lines. En ma'avirim et ha-shana. Ala tekufa, ela imken, hishbu umatsu she tekufat tamuz, Hasera Mashlamat Tishrim Ve'achad Yom Shela, which means the 91 days of it takes you all the way through Shel Rubo Shel Chodesh Tishri, Shisha Asar Yom. V'Tekufat Tishri Nofelet Biyaz. That means the next Tekufa is going to start on the 17th. Now, what's the problem? The problem is Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold, at least in the inception, Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold, you need to have the entire Sukkot fall in the Tekufa of Tishri. And therefore, if the Tekufa of Tammuz ends on the 16th, and the new Tekufa starts on the 17th, you're a problem. Now, you're a problem anyway, because even if the Tekufa of Tishri starts on the 16th, you still don't have the whole holiday. What he means is, you need the whole Chol HaMoed period. He doesn't care about the first day of Yom Tov. He's going to learn it from a pasuk that says, Hag HaAsif, the holiday of the gathering. That's the Sukkot. So he's going to say the holiday, or the part of the holiday that you would be allowed to be Osif. You cannot be Osif, you eat on Yom Tov. But in certain situations, Davar HaAved, if there's a financial loss, you'd be allowed to collect your wheat on Chol HaMoed. So he holds you need the whole Chol HaMoed on the Tekufa. So therefore, if the Tekufa of Tammuz ends on 16, and Tekufa Tishri starts on 17, you're missing the first day of Chol HaMoed. Therefore, you have to make a leap year. Okay, Aval, continue Rashi. Maitat Tekufa Tishri nofel b'shisha asar. But if the Tekufa of Tishri falls out on the 16th, en ma'avirim ul kamei alif ta'ama. And we're going to explain the reason later on. Rabbi Yosef Omer. Rabbi Yosef comes along and says, "Echad ve'asrim yom." He says, "No, that if the tekufa of the kayitz, the tekufa of Tammuz, goes all the way to the 21st of Tishri, so then already you have to make a leap year. Mashma, if it goes anything less than the 21st of Tishri, so you're okay." What's his logic? The 21st of Tishri is the last day of Chol HaMoed. And therefore, what's going to happen, the 21st day is the last day of Chol HaMoed, Hoshana Rabba, and then the 22nd day, you're going to have the Tekufa of Tishri, so you didn't get one day even of Chol HaMoed. According to the B.O.C., you don't need all the Chol HaMoed days in the Tekufa. You need at least one Chol HaMoed day in the Tekufa. So he says, so long as the Tekufa happens before day, on day 21 or earlier, you're okay. But if the Tekufa of Tammuz goes all the way to the 21st, I mean, the Tekufa of Tishri starts on the 22nd, so you're not even getting one day of Chol HaMoed, so therefore you have to make a Ibur. So basically the Mahlok is a very simple Mahlok at this point. The Rabbi Yehuda says you need the whole Chol HaMoed in the new Tekufa, and the Rabbi Yosef says even Miksat HaHag, you can have the Tekufa. The Gemara explains that. No, you never make a leap year in Tishri. You make a leap year in Adar. The rabbis calculate in Adar what's going to happen in Tishri. Yes. But Chol HaMoed starts on the 16th.
Right. But isn't he saying it has to start on the 17th?
No. Rabbi Yehuda?
Yeah.
Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the new Tekufa has to start on the 16th. If you have 16 days from the old Tekufa, that means the new Tekufa is starting on the 17th. That's already the second day of Chol HaMoed.
Right.
That's no good.
It's too late.
It's too late. You missed the first day.
Oh, that's no good.
But if the first day of the Tekufa falls on the 16th, you're good. So the Gemara says, "Ushneim mikra echad darshu." Both of them learned from the same pasuk. Hag asif Tekufa tashana. Pasuk. Hag asif Tekufa tashana. Mor sabar. Rabbi Yehuda holds. Kule hag ba'inan betekufa hadasha. Rabbi Yehuda says you need the whole Chol HaMoed in the new Tekufa. Again, Hag Asif, the holiday that you're allowed to be Osif, allowed to gather. You can't gather on Yom Tov. You can gather on Chol HaMoed in the case of Devar HaAved, in the case of financial loss. So therefore, he holds what? The whole Chol HaMoed period has to come out in the Tekufa. And what does the other rabbi, the B.O.C., hold? Omor Sabar, Miksat Hag Ba'inan, Bitkufat Hadasha. You don't need the whole holiday. Miksat is enough. So long as you have one day of Chol HaMoed, you're okay. Oh, so now the Gemara has an analysis over here. Gemara asks, "May kasavre?" What do these rabbis hold? And we go into a new subject here for a second, again related to tikkufot. See, these tikkufot situations—it's never perfect. The tikkufah happens at a certain point in the day. It's not a certain couple of hours of the day, that's when the tikufa changes and things like that. So the question is like this. When we say this is the first day of Tikufat Tishri, right? You say this is Tikufat Tishri's beginning. Some hold that the first day of Tikufat Tishri, which we would call Tikufat Tishri, the first day of the Tikufa, of the new Tikufa, is really connected to the last Tikufa. So it's like, you know, an extra day. They call that Tikufa Gomer. The Tikufa ends. And those were based on the calculations, which would mean in our subject. If you would hold Tikufat Gomer, so then, let's discuss our case. What did the Biyuda say? You need one day of Chol HaMoed. So how do you accomplish that? He said, if the Tikufa of Tammuz ends on the 16th, you have a problem. Because the new Tikufa is going to start on the 17th, and you're out. But what? If let's say the old Tikufa to Tammuz would end on the 15th, and the new Tikufa would start on the 16th, you'd be okay. But if you hold that the day of the Tikufa is Gomer, if you hold that the day, first day of the Tikufa is really belonging to the last item, so it's also no good. So therefore, not only 16 days, even if Tammuz went to 15, and Yom HaTikufa is on the 16th, but if Yom HaTikufa is Gomer, you still don't have one day of the first day of Chol HaMoed. And Rabbi Yehuda the same thing, and Rabbi Yehuda say the same thing. If you say that the Tikufa is Gomer, he said what? 21 days of Tammuz, you have a problem. But 20 days, you're okay. Why 20 days, you're okay? That means the Tikufa is going to start on the 21st, but if the day of the Tikufa is Gomer, it's part of the last item, part of the last Tikufa, so if you're missing one, you don't have one day of Chol HaMoed. So they cannot hold Tikufa Gomer, because you're not going to have all the days according to Rabbi Yehuda, and you're not going to have part of the days according to Rabbi Yose. Gemara asks, "Mai kasavre? I kasavre yom tekufa gomer belav achiname lo demanda amar kule hagika velo demanda amar miksat hagika." Yo, the tekufa day is the end of the last tekufa. So you're not going to have not all the all the holiday according to Rabbi Yehuda, and not even part of the holiday according to Rabbi Yose. Ela kasabre yom tekufa matchil. So they must hold all these rabbis that the day of the tekufa is the new. It starts new, the new season. So therefore, we understand very good. 16 days. If Tammuz goes all the way to 16 days, meaning tekufa of Tammuz is summer. You have a problem. If the new tekufa is going to start on the 17th, you're missing the first day of Chol HaMoed. But if the tekufa goes up to the 15th. That means on the 16th you started the new tekufa, and Yom Tekufa Matril, the day of the tekufa, it starts the new season, you're okay, you have all the days on the way. And in the same respect of the Biyosir, if the tekufa goes up to day 20, I mean Tammuz goes up to day 20, and 21 is the new tekufa of the Tishri, you're good. Because Yom Tekufa Matril, you have at least one day of Chol HaMoed, and you're fine. So therefore we have the Mahlokin now. It's a simple Mahlokin. You just have to know two things. You need to know, number one, the Biyosei and the Biyuda are arguing how many days of Chol HaMoed do you need in the new Tekufa. And you have to accept upon yourself that your Tekufa is Matril, that the day of the Tekufa starts the new, then everything makes sense. Very simple. There's a big Rashi over here. We're going to go further in the Gemara first to get it some Girsa in, and then we'll have to read this Rashi together. Okay, continue. Now, before the Gemara is going to go further, the Gemara is going to challenge Shmuel. Shmuel was the one that taught us Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Shmuel's basic principle in Rabbi Yehuda is, number one, Yom Tekufa Matchil. You have to accept that. Again, as I told you, you have to accept his numbers. He said 16 days, which means you really need all the days of Chol HaMoed in the picture. Only problem is we have a braita where you see Rabbi Yehuda holds the exact opposite. It's not 16 days. He also leaves one day of Chol HaMoed in the calculation, and it sounds like he argues on something else as well that you see in the blank. So let's read. Metibe Yom Tekufa Gomer. Oh, right there. Devre Rabbi Yehuda. Yom Tekufa Gomer. So right away, what are you talking about? The way we learned now, he holds Yom Tekufa Matchil. Anyway, the Biyosei Omer, Yom Tekufa Matchil. That's the first question.
So right away they're knocking Shemuel. Ve'od Tanya. En ma'avirim et ha'shana. We don't make a leap year. Ela in kel hayta tekufa chasera rubo shel chodesh. Again, unless the tekufa is missing and it goes through the majority of the month. Ve'kama rubo shel chodesh shisha asar yom. Good. That was like the Rabbi Yehuda in the first opinion. 16 days. But the good Rabbi Yehuda is brighter. The Rabbi Yehuda omer shtei yadot b'chodesh. No, 2/3 of the month. Ve'kama shtei yadot b'chodesh chaf yom. Bingo. You have another question against Mishmuel. He holds that as long as Tammuz goes all the way till 20, so then already you have to make a leap year. Because why? Very simple. The Bihuda holds you need, according to this Braita, one day of Chol HaMoed. If Tammuz goes to 20, and 21 is the new Tekufa, but Yom Tekufa is Gomer, if you hold Yom Tekufa is Gomer, so 21 is part of the last one, so you don't even have one day. So there's a double-headed question against Shemuel. Number one, you understood that Yom Tekufa Mathil, and here we have a brighter that's going with Yom Tekufa Gomer, and you held, you need the whole Chol HaMoed period, and he's saying you only need one day. Boom, bomb question against Shemuel. That's the question from right here. But let's continue the brighter. Brighter continues, Rabbi Yosei Omer, Rabbi Yosei holds, Mechashevim Shisha Asar Lefnei HaPesach Ma'avirim. Shisha asa lefnei ahad en ma'avirim. Let's understand Rabbi Yosef for a second. Rabbi Yosef's opinion is Shisha asa lefnei Pesach. The way you understand these words, Shisha asa, 16 days lefnei Pesach of the tekufa that's before Pesach. What's the tekufa before Pesach? Winter. Tevet, tekufa Tevet. That's the winter months. So he holds. If tekufa Tevet, if the winter months, or winter tekufa, go 16 days into Nisan, so then already you got to make a leap year. If the winter goes 16 days, why? What's the problem? So Rashi's going to tell us the problem. What happens if the winter tekufa goes all the way into Nisan 16 days? There's going to be a problem. It's not going to be a problem for Pesach. It's going to be a problem for Sukkot. Why? Look at Rashi. Rashi is going to be Shisha Asa Lefnei HaPesach Ma'avirim. Understand those words again. If the Tekufa that comes before Pesach goes into the month of Nisan for 16 days, that means Tekufa Tevet goes into Nisan for 16 days, so then you have to make a leap year. Why? She says, oh, Hashbon. Im Tekufa שלפני הפסח, ראינו תקופת טבת, חסרה 16 יום בניסן, ותקופה נופלת בשבע עשר, that means the new תקופה of spring, comes out on the 17th, מעבירים את השנה. Why? What's the problem? שכשאתה מונה משבע עשר בניסן, because if you're going to count now, from the 17th of ניסן, to the next season, 91 days, צדי א' יום לתקופת ניסן, Vetzadi alef yom neshel tamuz. You got to count two seasons to get you to Sukkot. You got to count 91 for the Aviv, and then 91 for the summer. Harem kalim bechaf alef tishri. That's going to take you to the 21st day of Tishri. So what's the problem with that? Utkufan ofel bechaf bet. Oh, that the kufan is going to fall on chaf bet on the 22nd. The Biyosef says you need at least one day of Sukkot in the tekufa of Tishri, and therefore you're not going to have it. That's the basic reason. Simple calculation. I'll tell you again. If the winter solace, they call it, solstice, or whatever the words are, tekufa, if the winter tekufa goes all the way 16 days into Nisan, that means what? The new tekufa starts on the 17th. Tekufa of Aviv. Now what's going to happen? Now you count 91 days, Aviv is over. Count another 91 days, that takes you out of the summer. Where are you going to land on? 21 of Tishri. That means the 22nd of Tishri is going to start the Tishri Tekufa. It's a problem. Because you're not going to have even one day of Sukkot, one day of Chol HaMoed in the Tekufa of Tishri. How does the numbers work? So read that she quickly gives you the numbers. Ve'af agav de Rabbi Yosef. מיום התקופה מתחיל, even though he holds, יום תקופה מתחיל, that the day of the Tekuva starts the new one, that can help you. Because according to this, the new Tekuva is going to start on the 22nd. So let it start on the 22nd. The day of the Tekuva is Matayin. Doesn't help you, because you're not going to have one day in the in Tishri. Leka Miksat Hag B'Tekuva Hadasha. Ketzad. Okay, you ready for the numbers now? If the Tekuva comes out on the 16th, that means Tekuvat Tevet went all the way to the 16th of Nisan. That means on the 17th of Nisan starts the new Tekuva of Nisan, the Tekuva of Aviv. Look, okay. So how many days left do you have of Adar? I'm sorry, of Nisan. You have 14 days. He says, "Tol Yudalet de Nisan." So you have 14 days of Nisan. Shum Maleh. Because Adar is Nisan is a full month, 30 days. Now you have V'iyar v'sivan nuntet. Every month, one is Haser, one is Maleh. So Nisan, you have 14 days. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. That's another 59 days. So one is 30, and one is 29. Tammuz Av is another 59. 30, 29. So what do you got? 59 plus 59 plus 14. Hare Kuf Lamed Bet. You have 132. V'ilul Khaftet. Elul is always 29. Okay? Shu Hasir. Hare Kuf Samich Aleph. That's 161. V'chaf Aleph de Tishri. And the 21 days of Tishri. Hare Kuf Pebet Yemesh de Tekufot. So you have 182, which is exactly the number of two Tekufot, 91 and 91. V'shem Tishri Nofil B'chaf Bet. That means the new Tekufa of Tishri is going to fall on the 22nd. B'shumachi Ma'avri. That's why you have to make a Ibur according to the B'yosef. Okay, come back to the Gemara. That's it. That's what you have to learn in the B.O.S. The B.O.S. is very simple. You have two factors in the B.O.S. Yom Tekufa Matheel, and you need one day to fall out on Sukkot, and therefore, if the holiday goes 16 days in not the holiday, if the Tekufa of Tevet goes 16 days into Nisan, you're going to have to make a calculation of a Bur Shana. The Gemara is going to have questions on this opinion. There's obvious questions on this opinion. The Gemara is going to give us an Amar Mor, go back to this opinion and analyze it. But let's accept it for now as face. Okay, furthermore, get the second statement of Rabbi Yosef. Shisha asa lifnei ha'chag en ma'avirin. Oh, what does that mean? Shisha asa lifnei ha'chag. That means the tikufa before the hag. What's the tekufa before the hag, before Sukkot? That's the tekufa of the kayitz. So if the kayitz runs 16 days into Tishri, so then the deen is en ma'avirim. Why? Because you don't need the whole holiday Sukkot falling into the tekufa. So I don't care, even if you have 16 days of the old one coming into the Shri, you're still okay. The Gemara is going to ask, why only 16? Even 17, even 18, even 19, even 20. So long as you have one day, you should be okay. Why does he only tell you 16 days? Well, that's the Gemara's question. And we go further. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Av Shisha Asar Lefnei Ahag Ma'avirim. Rabbi Shimon, I don't know, sounds like Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon says, even 16 days lefnei ahag, if you have 16 days of the tekufa of the summer that goes into Tishri, that means if the old tekufa takes you all the way to 16, ma'avirim, which sounds like what? You need the whole Chol HaMoed to fall out in tekufa of Tishri. Which sounds like Tanakh Kama. Aharim Omrim, look, the fourth sheet of this braita, mi'uto. Oh. We're talking about the minority of the month. Ve'kama mi'uto arba'a asar yom. Nushita, 14 days of Tishri. If the old tekufa takes you 14 days in, so then already you have to make a leap year ready. Which sounds like, according to him, without going deep, you need the whole holiday, including the 15th day. Not only Chol HaMoed, you need Yom Tov as well. That's why if the tekufa takes you to 14 days in, so now the 15th day is going to start the new tekufa, and the new tekufa is gomer, The new tikufa is part of the last one. So you're not going to even have the 15th day, part of the calculation. So that's why you need to make a leap year. But we'll go back to this opinion. I'm going through these opinions quickly now because I want to get back to my point. The Gemara says, Kasha. Zero in on the Kasha. We just knocked out Shemuel. Shemuel, you held, Rabbi Yehuda says two things. You held Yom Tikufa Matheem, and you held that he holds that you need the whole Chol HaMoed in the Tikufa. It's not so. We have a clear Braita that Rabbi Yehuda says, Yom Tikufa Gomer, and all you need is one day of Chol HaMoed. So Shemuel, we kasha him. Yeah, kasha, we don't know how to answer you. Now that we knocked out Shemuel, so to speak, meaning we refuted him from a Braita, now we're going to go back to all these opinions that we just learned. We're going to take one at a time and try to break them apart and understand them. Yeah? Okay, comes Gemara and says, Amar Mor. Oh, that's what Amar Mor does. First Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shtei Yadot Bahodesh, Eslim Yom. Okay, the Yehuda holds two-thirds. Two-thirds of the month, Shtei Yadot, which means what? 20 days. How do you understand that? If the Tekufa of Kayetz runs 20 days in, that means the new Tekufa is going to start on the 21st. And we know that the new Tekufa, the first day of the Tekufa, is part of the last one. So you're stuck. Because you're not going to even get one Chol HaMoed day in Tishri. So therefore, if it goes 20 days, if Tammuz runs 20 days late, runs 20 days into Tishri, and the new Tekufa starts on the 21st, and the Yom Tekufa is considered from the last one, yeah, you need to make a leap year. Good, I understand the Biyuda, no problem. The Biyuda Omer, מחשבים שישה עשר יום לפני הפסח מעבירים. Oh, what does the B.U.S.A. say? He says, you make a calculation on Pesach. If the Tekufa of the winter takes you 16 days into Pesach, and then to Nisan, you have a problem. Why do you have a problem? I'll explain to you. Because if the Tekufa of Choref, called the Tekufa Tevet, is 16 days, that means the new Tekufa starts on the 17th. Count 91. That means the new Tekufa of Tishri is not going to start until after Sukkot. And therefore you're not going to have at least one day of Chol HaMoed. So basically the Biyuda and the Biyuda are saying the same thing. They're basically saying you need one day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot to fulfill the Tekufa of Tishri. So the Gemara asks, how do you know the Biyuda? The Gemara says, Yom Tekufa Gomer, Yom Tekufa Matchid Ika Benayu. No, there is a Nafka Mina between them. The Nafka Mina between them is, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yom Tekufa is Gomer. That's what he says. If you have 20 days, 20 days of Tekufa Tammuz, that goes into Tishri, you have a problem. Because day 21 is going to start the new Tekufa, but the new Tekufa is part of the last Tekufa, so therefore you have a problem because you're not going to have at least one day. Whereas the Biyoseh holds Yom Tekufa Matheel. So therefore, according to him, you're right, you need one day. But if you had 20 days of the old Tekufa and the new Tekufa starts on day 21, you're in. Because he holds the new Tekufa is part of the new Tekufa. The day of the Tekufa is part of the new Tekufa. So therefore, Nafkamina, in Halakha, they hold the same thing. In Halakha, they hold, you need one day of Chol HaMoed in the new Tekufa. The difference is the calculations. The Biyuda says that day, the swing day, the day of the change, the Biyuda says the change day is part of the last Tekufa. The Biyuda says no, the change day is part of the new Tekufa. So there's Nafkamina. In Halakha, it's the same. You need one day of Chol HaMoed. Calculation is it Mahil or is it Gomer? Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Mor. Okay. Next analysis of the Braita. Shisha Asa Lefnei HaHag En Ma'avirim. Okay. This is Rabbi Yosef. What did he say? We just got to Rabbi Yosef. How many days do you need in Sukkot to be in the Tekufa? One. That's why I told you. Already from Nisan, we have our vision looking forward. In Nisan, we say, oh, if the Tekufa of the winter went 16 days into Nisan, Rabotai, we have a problem. Because we already can calculate that when we go two more seasons, it's going to take you all the way to 22, and you're not going to have even one day in the Tekufa. Beautiful. So the Bible says in one day. So then how did he tell me When I'm looking at it in Tishri, what did he say? If Tishri, if the Tikufa of the summer goes 16 days in Tishri, you have a problem. Why should I have a problem? Let it go 17 days, let it go 8. As long as I get one day in the new Tikufa, I should be okay. Why, when it came to Sukkot, he said you make a leap year if the old Tikufa went 16 days in? Why do they look at 16 days in? Even 17, even 18, even 19, even 20. So long as I get one day, from what he said on Pesach, I know his shita is he needs one day. But then when he came to Sukkot, he tells me, if the old Tekufa of Tammuz went 16 days into Tishri, you got to make a leap year. What do you got to make a leap year for? Because the new Tekufa will come on the 17th. So let it come on the 17th. Let the new Tekufa come on the 18th. Let it come on the 19th. Let it come on the 12th. What do I care? So the Gemara says, Ela Rabbi Yosef, Shisha Asa Lefnei Achag, Hu Delo, Hashifsar, Vetamnisar, Me'avrin, Ve'ama Shisha Asa Lefnei Pesach, In, Batsir, Lo. Which means you're contradicting yourself. From your Pesach calculation, it's mashma you just need one day in Sukkot. But from your Sukkot calculation, it's mashma you need more. Make up your mind. Gemara says, no, idi ve'idi ed ma'avidi. Really, you're right. Not only, you really only need one day. And therefore, nechanamet, 16 days, you won't make a leap year. 17 days, 18 days, 19 days. We're not contradicting ourselves. The ID the Tana Resha Shishah Asad of Nepesa, Tana Nami Shishah Asad of Neahag. Love Dafka. Since when we came to Pesach, we said 16 days into Nisan, so when it came to Tishri, we said 16 days into Tishri. But it's really not 16 days into Tishri. It's more like 20 days into Tishri. Love Dafka, the first part of the Braita is accurate. 16 days into Nisan, but that'll put you after Sukkot. But when we came to the Tishri calculation, 16 is Lavdavka. We just kept 16. But 20, 17, 18, 19, so long as you get one day of the new Tikufa in Tishri, in the Sukkot, you'll be okay. Good, so now we have the Rabbi Yosef covered now. Now we got to get Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Av Shisha Asa Lefnei Ahad Ma'avirim. What does he say? Even 16 days before the Hag, that means if Sukkot falls in, if that's good, if the old Tekufa of the summer goes 16 days into Tishri, you make a leap year. What is your, you need all the days of Chol HaMoed in the new Tekufa. That's the Mishimon. So the Gemara says, I do Tarakama. That's Tarakama, said that also. The first opinion of this Braita also said, you need the whole Tekufa to be, the whole Chol HaMoed to be in the new Tekufa. So what's the difference between Mishimon and Tarakama? So Gemara says there is enough kemina between them also. Ika benayu yom tekufa matchil v'yom tekufa gomer ve'lo mesayme. Which means they hold the same concept. You need the whole Chol HaMoed in. Where's the machloket going to be? The machloket is going to be, is the yom tekufa matchil or is it gomer? Therefore, and we don't know which rabbi holds what. So we just brought both rabbis down. And therefore, which means like this, one rabbi is going to hold. If you have, let's say, 16 days, the Tekufa ends 16 days, and the new Tekufa starts 17, so you're out. So Yom Tekufa, Matril, you missed one day of Chol HaMoed. Everybody's going to hold that. That if 16 days come in, if 16 days come in from the old Tekufa, and the new Tekufa starts on 17, you're out according to both opinions, because you don't have all the days of Chol HaMoed. But let's say the new Tekufa starts on the 16th. Then you'll have enough Kamina. According to one rabbi, the new Tekufa starts on the 16th, Yom Tekufa Matril, so you're in. And the other rabbi will say, no, on the 16th, you're out, because Yom Tekufa is Gomer. Good. So that's enough Kamina, which is, in principle, they agree to the same thing. You need all of this Chol HaMoed. Then Machlok is going to be, is it Matril or Gomer? And we don't know who holds what, so we just roll both opinions like that, and you figure out who holds what. Okay, so now, what we basically have in this Braita is a very, very easy formula in the four opinions. You have Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda in one group. They're the ones that hold you just need one day of the holiday in the new Tekufa. They just argue, is Yom Tekufa Matril or Gomer? That's that group. Then you have the group of Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama. They hold you need all the days of Chol HaMoed in the Tekufa. And they also argue amongst themselves, is Yom Tekufa Matril and Yom Tekufa Gomer. That's basically the whole story on that Braita. Now we get to the fourth sheet, or the fifth sheet. אחרים אומרים, אחרים אומרים מיעוטו. Okay, they hold 14 days. We never saw the shita yet. What's the logic? וכמה מיעוטו 14 יום. So the Gemara asks, מי כסברה? What's the logic of אחרים? Now again, if we're assuming 14 days, I guess we're assuming 14 days of the tikufa of the summer that went into Tishri. So 14 days went into Tishri, so 14 days go in, so then everybody have to make a leap year. So Gemara says, Ika sabri yom tikufa gomer, if he holds that the day of the tikufa is gomer, v'chula hag ba'inan ha'ika, which means, if you're going to hold, if this opinion is going to say, that what? That the yom of the tikufa is the end of the other tikufa. So you're good, which means you have 14 days. When's the new tikufa start? On the 15th. So what? The 15th belongs to the last. Yom tikufa gomer. You'll have all the chol ha'moed days in. Which is, where did you get, if he holds? If he holds, that what? You need all the chol ha'moed days? And he holds Yom Tikufa Gomer, then we're okay. Well, why when it's 14, do you need to make a leap year? Why? 14 days of Tammuz came into Tishri. Beautiful. When's the day of the Tikufa? The 15th. The 15th is still part of the old one. No problem. So when does the new item start? 16. You're good. You have all the days of Chol HaMoed. If he holds you to all the days of Chol HaMoed, 14, you're still okay. And because you can, if you say Yom Tikufa Matril, so then the tikufa is going to start on the 15th. Then you're good. You have the whole, you even have Yom Tov involved. So what's the shita? Where did you get 14 from? Amar Rav Shemuel Bar Rav Yitzchak Achirim B'tkufat Nisan Kaimer. Oh, that 14 day item, that wasn't in Tishri. That 14 day number that he gave you is Nisan situation. Oh, Pesach, Dechtiv Shamor et chodesh ha'aviv. Shamor aviv shel tekufa shiyeh bechodesh nisan. Oh, no hiddush. Pasuk says, Shamor et chodesh ha'aviv. Now, we never analyzed this, but chodesh is one system and aviv is another system. Those are two contradictory ways of doing the calendar. Chodesh, it's like we have Chodesh with the moon. It's a lunar calculation. Aviv is the Kufa. That's the sun. That's the solar calculation. What does the Pasuk say? Shamor et Chodesh ha'aviv. That make sure, that's the new way of learning this Pasuk, make sure that when the Aviv comes rolling around, it's within the new cycle, or it's within the cycle of the new moon of Nisan. Shamor Sheha'aviv Yehyeh Batchanat. No, the Chodesh, the solar, the lunar. How long is the moon going up? 14 days, let's say. No, the moon goes up 14 days, and after that, starts going down. So it's saying, make sure that when Tikufat Aviv starts, it's in the Chodesh, it's in the new part of the month. It's in the new part of the moon. Okay? So, no, nothing to do with what we said before. So therefore you have to make sure what's going to happen if the Tikufa of, not Nisan, the Tikufa of Tevet, before Nisan, is going to go 14 days in. Now you're starting the new Tikufa of Nisan, Aviv on the 15th, you didn't catch it on the way up. So therefore, you don't have Aviv in the Chodesh. Shamor et Chodesh Aviv. Shehaviv yeh b'chadusha shel Nisan. No item. So therefore, Stam, you have to be careful that if you run 14 days in, and you start the new Tikvah on the 15th, you missed it. So comes the Gemara and says, oh, now the Gemara starts with other options. Gemara says, what are you worried about? You're worried, so you're one day off, basically.
Yeah.
Which is, we really want Aviv to start at least on the 14th. If you make it to the 14th, so you got your Aviv in the Chodesh. So you're short one day. So for this, what, you're going to add a whole new month? What do you got to make a whole new month? Delay the holidays for a whole month. It's a big, big issue. Just add one day to Adar. Add one day to the previous month. And boom, you bought a day. The Tikufa starts a day later. You'll make it. Add one day to Adar. Isn't that easier than adding 30 days to the year?
Who says you didn't already?
They didn't, according to the Kagari, because it's not. It's 30-29. Wait, we'll go back. We're going to go back, because you could have done this in other calculations as well. Add days to other days of the month. But let's start from over here. The Gemara says, put one day in Adar. Now, it's never so easy, by the way. It's never so easy, because when you start adding days to the calendar, you throw up holidays. Because we basically have rules that Rosh Hashanah can't come on certain days, Pesach can't come on certain days. So you try it a day. Not so simple.
One day is not a full month.
One day can put you at a bigger disadvantage than adding a month. Sure. But anyway, let's accept the Gemara as face value for a second. Add one day. Let's assume we don't know anything about Pesach and days can't fall out on anything. Add one day. I'm looking at it very, very small. I'm looking to fix this problem here. I have my problem of that the tikufa of Aviv has to fall out in the Chodesh. Good, I could solve that very easily. Add me one day to Adar, and I have an adjustment. So you know what he's answering? The Gemara's answer is going to be, you're right. Of course, that's Vadai. Of course you can add a day to the Adar. That, we weren't talking about that. Ama Ravaha Bar Yaakov Tana Milma'la Lemata Kahashiv. When he said 14 days, he meant going from high to low. V'hachi kamar, ad mi'uto ma'avirim. Until the mi'ut, you're able to make it, you have to make a leap year. V'kama mi'uto, arba'a asar yom. Which means, really, if you're just one day off, I'll just tell you to put a leap day on Adar, and you'll be okay. But if you're more than one day off, that's what he meant to say. If you're more than one day off, so then already you're not going to be able to adjust it with a one day calculation. You're going to have to make a leap in. How did he say that? So what he meant is, Rashi, Tana, you see Tana, it's all the way down, Tana. We didn't read any of these, but I spoke them all outside for you. You see Tana? Mm-hmm. Tana de Ahirim. Milema'la lemata kahashiv. Vahi ka'amar. This is what he meant to say. Ma'avirin ad mi'uta. You go up until the mi'ut. Velo mi'uta bichlal. But not including the mi'ut. Kilomar. Im tihsar tekufate ve yudhet. If it goes in 18 days. O yudzayin. Otet zayin, otet vav. You have a problem. V'tipot tekufat nisan biyom tet zayin. Ma'avirim. Aval hasera yudalid. But if it goes to 14, not including 14, v'nafut tekufat nisan betet vav, em ma'avirim, because you're able to add an extra day to Adar. So he was going there. He didn't say 14, he meant 18, yes. 17, yes. 16, yes, you have to make an ibud. 15.
Yeah, you can't fix it.
15, you don't have to make an ibud. Because 15 means until 14, not including 14, was 15, I'm one day shy. One day shy, I can add an extra day to Adar. So when he said until 14, it means up to 14, not including 14. That means anything, you don't have to. Which means anything, of course, 18 days, but die after. 3 days, 4 days away. You got to add 30 days. 17 days, yeah. 16 days, yeah. 15 days, which means until 14, not including 14. Then already you have a problem. But so which you want, because 15 already, you can still adjust. But anything less than that, you're going to have a, or more than that, you're going to have a problem. So that's what he meant to say.
Why is this lot? Why would this whole kind of.
That's what it means. That's what it means. That's what it means. That's exactly what it means. That it's 14, not including 14. 14 is really 15. So as long as you get to 15, you're okay. Anything more than 15, you have a problem. Because you really can make the adjustment. That's exactly what the Gemara is indeed saying. So we have an answer. Gemara says, רבינה אמר, אוהו, לעולם אחרים בתשרי קיימה. Don't give me this whole thing, Nisan, Chodesh, Tikufar, simple. Back to Tishri. So then why are you telling me if there's 14 days of the old Tikufan Tishri, you have to make an adjustment? What does he hold? Between the Chawra, 14 days, what? The 15 days of the new Tikufa? Even if you tell me Yom Tikufa, Gomer. So 16 already is the first day of Chol HaMoed, you got the whole holiday in. Well, what's his problem, he asked? So he says, וכסב לאחרים, כול אחד בעינה ויום טוב ראשון. You need the whole holiday, including יום טוב ראשון. New opinion. So that's why, what's going to happen? If you go 14 days in, 15 starts the new תקופה, 15 is גומר, so therefore you don't have the first day of יום טוב. You need the whole holiday. No, not Nisan, we're תשרי. You need the whole Sukkot in the new Tekufa, new Shita. So the Gemara says, Yom Tov Rishon, Haga Asif Ketiv. How could you tell me, Yom Tov Rishon, it says Haga Asif, the holiday that you're allowed to make Asifa. You can only make Asifa on Chol HaMoed. It says Haga Asif B'Tekufat HaShana. Which part of the holiday has to be in the Tekufa? The part of the holiday you can make Asifa. You cannot make Asifa on Yom Tov. So he says, no, don't be so technical. Read it like this. Hag haba bizman asifa. Doesn't mean actually gathering. Hag asif. The holiday comes in the season of harvesting. That means you actually have to harvest? Doesn't mean that. Hag asif. I mean the holiday that comes in the harvest time, Kufat Hashana, so therefore you make it on that. So therefore again, comes out we have three shitot, at least on how many days you need of Sukkot in the Tekufa. You either have one day of Chol HaMoed, or you need all the days of Chol HaMoed, or you need all the days of Sukkot. For our purposes, for such a sugya, you just have to remember those principles. That's a three-way machloket on that. You also have to know there's a machloket on Yom Tekufa Gomer Umatchil. That's also a variable in the sugya that's out there. And you also have to keep in mind that there's another variable that there's one shita in Acharim that might tell you need to have the tekufa of Aviv come within the Chodesh of Nisan, which is a different calculus. That's a lunar solar situation. And that's it. That's basically the machloket in the sugya. That's situations over. So it's, now you understand, when we learned on yesterday's daf, for tekufa, Tekufa, you make a leap year. Now you understand what the Tekufa means. I mean, they're making calculations already in the beginning of the year. When's Sukkot going to come out? When's Pesach? These are all part of the calculations to know, because you have to make sure each season falls out at least in one day or the whole day. Now, that's the piece. Now, once you get the piece, we got to go back to the big Rashi and read it. The thing that we need to read is, on the Amud Rishon, it's the Buddha Matir Haga Asif.
Wow, that's a nice one.
Haga Asif, Zmana Asif, Shibahag. Like we learned earlier, what's Haga Asif? The time they're able to harvest. Da'inu Choloshil Mo'ed, Choloshil Hag. Shiachol Le'esof Bo. You could harvest on Cholam Mo'ed, Davara Aved. Again, if it's a Davara Aved, if it's a financial loss. Hishamir, Shiyebet Kufat Shana. You have to make sure that it comes out in the right time. Achnasad Hanichnesim. Velo Betok Tekufat Tammuz. Cholam Mo'ed has to come out in the new Tekufat, not the old one. Shu Mishana She'avra. The Yehuda Savar, Kul Echag Ba'inan. You need the whole, this is what the Shemuel, you need the whole holiday. Kilomar, Kul Cholosh Shemuel Ba'inan, B'tkufa Hadasha. Hilkach, Kishtkufa Tammuz Hasera Shisha Asar, Hare Yom Echad Mechodosh Shemuel, Nemshach Letocha, Tachamisha Asar, Yom Tov, Yom Shisha Asar, Cholosh Shemuel. Aval Iyim Aita Tekufa Tishri, Nofil B'yom Tet Zayin, Hare Kul Cholosh Shemuel, בתקופה חדשה ואין מעבירים. רבי יוסי אומר, מקצת חולו של מועד בעינן בתקופת חדשה. הלכך, כשתקופת תשרי נופל ביום חבית, סלסת היו יום טוב, ימיסטר, שהוא יום טוב אחרון, מעבירים את השנה ודוחים את המועדות. You add 30 days to the year. כדי להקדים תקופה לחג, so you can get at least one day into the holiday. אבל אם רואים בדין באדר, already in Adar, the rabbis calculated, which is less than Chol HaMoed, you're okay. דיקא מקצת חולו של מועד בתקופה חדשה, אין מעבירים. Okay, that's what we learned already. That's all fine. That is, she asked one question. Let's say you're one day short. Let's say they realize the holiday, the tekufa, the new tekufa is on the 22nd. Ah, the 22nd, you missed it by one day. We needed the new tekufa to start according to the BOC on the 21st. So you're short one day. Easy, easy solution. Add one day to Elul. Add one day to Elul, and you're in. By adding one day to Elul, you could solve that. Instead of delaying the holidays by 30 days, so that she says, "V'le'me'abere le'elul, v'le'dhiya le'mo'ed hajoma, v'ikad Rabbi Yehuda kulehal Rabbi Yosef mitzayt." Again, we go to both opinions. If you're short one day, you could solve it by adding a day to the holiday, to Elul. K'deparchinan le'kaman. By the way, like we asked later on, "Gabet kufat Nisan le'abere le'adar." Didn't we say later on, "Add an extra day to Adar"? So it's an option, right? So do it to Elul. Lo ifshar. I can't do that. Why? Mishum de lo mikla lan tishri biyoma dehazya. Because then Rosh Hashanah is going to come out on the wrong day. And we're very careful for Rosh Hashanah falling out on specific days. Im me'abrina le'elul. If you're going to make Elul an extra day. Deha. The way we set up the months, the autumn, we don't want Tishri to fall out on Adu. Lo Adu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah cannot come out on Adu. Aleph Dalid Vav. Cannot come out on a Sunday, cannot come out on a Wednesday, cannot come out on a Friday. That's the way we have to have it. Mishum da'atit resh shabbeh ba'adadeh. Because what's going to happen if that happens? Then Yom Kippur is going to be back to back with a Shabbat. And we don't want to have 2 days of Shabbat back to back to each other. Because Kippur is like a Shabbat. You can't prepare food, you can't do anything. For whatever reason, the Gemara explains in a different place, we don't want 2 days back to back of Kippur. Vegetables, the Gemara gives reasons. If Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Sunday or a Wednesday, or Friday, you're going to have problems with 2 Kippurs back to back. Okay, 2 Shabbats or Kippur. Umishum, also, not only that, not only Kippur, it's another issue. Umishum shivi'ish al-alabad, they don't look like Shabbat. I don't want Hoshana al-alabad to come out on Shabbat either. That's also going to be a problem.
Why?
Of course, you have to make Hoshana al-alabad. You don't want to be on, you have to make Hibbut al-alabad. You cannot make it on a Shabbat. Kedam linata. Mimot aza ba'ilach. So therefore, Lo matzinu elul me'ubar. We never make elul 30 days. De lo itztarich de mi'ikaras sadrin liyarchei. We established the other months. De lo liklab be'adu. Okay, good. Now you got that rule? Ve'in itztarich la'avor. If you're going to come and add an extra day to elul, you're going to mess up the whole situation. Me'kalkela Rosh Hashanah. You're going to ruin Rosh Hashanah Amninan. Rosh Hashanah Masechet Sukkah Gavet Shevi Shel Araba. Amnin lo mikla elul be'shabbat. אמה אנחנו דמעינה במלטה מעיקרה ומסרים לירחה כי יקד אלול מקלע בעדו הלכך כיוון דיום 30 של אלול מקלע בשלול now we have rules here the 30th day of אלול can only be on certain days because we know when Rosh Chodesh is the 30th day of אלול will come out either בשלושה או בהה או בזיין it will come out on a Tuesday a Friday or a Shabbat and what's that going to cause Rosh Hashanah to be on עדו. Because if the 30th day is going to be on a certain day, that means you're going to mess up the day of Rosh Hashanah. Idahit lehad yoma ben aydi ibur elul ben aydi ibur chodesh achir mikla Rosh Hashanah be'adu. Okay, so stop right there. Stop right there. That's one issue that she answered for us at least. That adding an extra day to elul is not going to be sufficient. It's not going to be a solution because it's going to ruin. We thought that. We were living in a bubble till now. We thought only dealing with one issue. Oh, that's your only one issue is tikufa? No problem, here today. There's more issues we got to deal with over here. Besides keeping the tikufa, when you're keeping it, you also got to keep Rosh Hashanah where you got to keep it, for other reasons. So you can't just throw an extra day into Elul because you're going to mess up another item. You fix this, but you broke that. So therefore, that's not an answer. Okay?
ואם מקלה בשני בשבת, if let's say Rosh Chodesh Elul comes out on a Monday, which comes out rarely, ואפשר למתחיל למחר, then you'll be able to make a leap year. הועילו ברוב השנים לא שכיח, לא פרחין על זה. Since the majority of the years it doesn't happen, so therefore the Gemara didn't discuss that. It could be an instance where you could do it, but since it's a rare case, so the Gemara didn't go there. ולאמרו תרי ירחה ולתחיה תרי יומה. Why don't you ask another question? So do 2 months. Don't do Elul. Or do 2 months to adjust it. You're worried about Elul's going to throw the calendar off a day. So make another month, leap it. So that'll fix so Rosh Hashanah comes out on the right day. You're worried if you add 1 day, Rosh Hashanah's going to be on Adu. No Adu Rosh. But if I add 2 days to the calendar, I make another month Shalem, it'll push everything up a day. So why can't you make, instead of only making Elul Me'ubar, make another month Me'ubar also to adjust that. I mean, the problem that you have with Elul, fix it Adu. So therefore the day's going to come out wrong. So add another day somewhere else. So that she says, no Efshar. You can't make, which means we're being practical. Why not add an extra day? Why not? You can't, there's rules. You can't just add extra days to months when you want them. The Kaimalan, the Masikat Eirchin, they learn that El Achamim La'abir Shmona Chodashim Bashana. You don't make 8 full months. Normally it's 6 and 6. 6 30s and 6 29s. You don't make 8 30s and 4 29s. You don't do that unless Ela Imken Aitash Shana Shinafanem Me'ubedit. Unless the year before was a leap year, then the following year after a leap year you can do 8 and 4. But without a leap year coming before, you got to go 6 and 6. So it's not an option to make two extras, because then you're going to be 8 and 4, and there's rules and calendars. You don't do that. So that's not an answer as well. So now we go back to the thing. Once you're going to follow the regular order of the calendar, 1 full and 1 hasid, like the normal way, 6 months this, 6 months that. So what's going to happen? The only way to fix that the tekufa will come either on the whole Chol HaMoed or at least 1 day of Chol HaMoed, according to the Bi Yosef and the Bi Yehuda respectively, is to make a leap year. You have to add 30 days. That's what she's going to say. Which means the Bi Yosef holds you got to have 1 day at least. The Bi Yehuda holds you have to have the whole Chol HaMoed. So therefore, even if you're only off by a day, if the tekufa of Kayetz goes to the 16th, so you missed it by a day. If the tekufa would have went to the 6th, to the 15th, the 16th would have started the new tekufa, you would have been okay. So you're only off by 1 day. The Kayetz ended on the 16th of Tishri. So we said, okay, good, you're only off 1 day. Adjusted in Elul, not an option. Why? Lo adu rosh. Make 2 of them, so you fix that. You can't make 2, because then you have 8 and 4, we don't do that. Okay, don't do that. Why don't do that? Because we don't do that. Okay, kacha, you have to have 6 and 6. So therefore, the only answer is you've got to pull the year another 30 days to make a leap year. That's this Rashi. Now, I want to turn the page and just read one more Rashi. Okay, what was that? That was talking about, we said, according to the Shita of Ahirim. Remember, Ahirim said, if you have 14 days in Nisan, meaning the Tikufat Tevet, the winter, went 14 days into Nisan. So it's a problem. What's the problem? Because Pesach, the law is like this, the Pasuk says, Shamor et Chodesh Ha'aviv. Chodesh is a lunar, Aviv is a solar. To teach you that the Aviv has to be in the Chiddushah of the month. In the beginning of the month when the moon is rising. The moon is getting bigger. So therefore, what did he say? If 14 days of Tevet comes in Nisan, now the Tikufah is going to start on the 15th. So now you're going to have Tikufat Aviv, but it's not on the Chodesh. Because now already the moon stopped getting bigger. So therefore, the law is, you got to make a leap year. Now, the Gemara asks the question, you're short by 1 day. Which means, add an extra day to Adar. Add an extra day to Adar, and you'll adjust it. Which means, now you're worried about what? The Tikufa is going to come out 14 days in. So you're worried now that Aviv starts on the 15th? So you're 1 day shy of the thing, so make an extra day and you adjust it. What do you got to add 30 days for 1 day, because you're off by 1 day? That's Gemara's question. So look at Rashi.
ונדחיה לפסח עד יומה, פוש פסח עד היד, והיא נמל מכלל פסח בבדו, we have another rule that I didn't tell you about. לא בדו פסח. פסח קנה קמת on a Monday, on a Wednesday, and on a Friday. ככה, לא בדו פסח. So you worry, Rabbi, you tell me you're going to add a day to Adar, it might throw your Pesach off. Remember, just like we were worried about when we ate an Elul, it's going to throw our Rosh Hashanah off, that she's now asking, hey, maybe by adding an extra day in Adar, it affects the Badu Pesach. So he says, Lo echpat lan. I'm not worried about that. They had Lo avdinan Pesach bebadu. The reason why you don't do Pesach on Badu, Tama mishum tishrihu. That's because you want to make sure that the Shli comes out good. V'hecha delo efshar, but we have no options, mutar de'le'emerel le'adar v'nikra be'badu v'ne'avur be'kaita had yarcha chaser tafe v'chesedran v'ne'edal le'tishrem be'dukta be'yom hagun. Wow. Which means, I'd rather put an extra day in Adar and I don't worry about Badu. I'm not worried about if it comes out to Badu. Because my only concern with Badu is not for Badu. By making Pesach on Badu, it's going to make Rosh Hashanah on Adu. So therefore, he says, I'll make the extra day, I don't care about Badu, and I'll adjust the calendar later on to fix Rosh Hashanah. To fix Adu. I'm not worried about that. And he says, it's better for me to do that. Instead of doing a whole leap month where I throw everything off 30 days, let me do now what I can do. Add an extra day to Adar. Are you going to affect Pesach? So what? There's no issue to make Pesach on Badu. The only problem of Badu Pesach is what? Because it makes Adu Rosh. So I still have 6 months to fix that. I'll make 1 month Hasir, and I'll pull back Rosh Hashanah a day, and then I'm okay. Instead of pulling the year out 30 days, that's what she's saying. And the Gemara answered in its first answer, you're right, that's what we meant. Add an extra day to Adar. That's the Gemara's answer. Do that. And the second answer, Gemara said whatever it said. So that's basically the sugya. Over here again, to review, there's basically three variables that you have to know in this whole piece. Yom Tekufa Matril, Yom Tekufa Gomer. That's one form variable. Another variable is how many days of the holiday do you need to have in the Tekufa? Do you need to have all the Chol HaMoed days? Or at least one, or we saw Shita, or every day, even the Yom Tov days. That's one way of learning Ahirim. Or even the Yom Tov days. And the third variable is this business of having the Tikufa in the Aviv. The Tikufa, the Chodesh in the Aviv. Having the moon in the new moon in the Aviv starting in the new moon. That was one Shita. And another Shita says, no, he meant that you have to have the whole holiday of Sukkot in the Tikufa of Tishri. That's basically the variables, and you play around back and forth, and you also learned Lo Adu Rosh, and you also learned from this Lo Badu Pesach.
Yes, so the Gemara continues from a quote from our Mishnah, Simichat Zekenim. Simichat Zekenim is the case over there where, let's say, the Sibur made a mistake in the Halakha, they followed the rabbis, and as a result of it, it was against the Halakha what they did, so they have to bring a Korban. That's called the Pari Alem Dava Shil Sibur. So they have to bring a par. So it says this par that they bring is kapara. You need three judges to make the simicha on the par. On the animal, before you bring it to Qurban, you have to make simicha. You lean your hands on the head of the animal. So it's machlok in the Mishnah. One rabbi said that simichat zekenim is with three judges. That was the Bishavon. Rabbi Uda said five judges. That was the Mahlokan of the Mishnah. So the Gemara is going to analyze, how do you know three, how do you know five? Oh, Pesukim. Tanu Rabbanam. Vesamechu zikne. Right? It says in the Pasuk, Vesamechu, and they will lean their hands, Vesikne, the elders. Yacho, zikne ashuk. Maybe it can be zikne ashuk. Maybe it can be any zikneim. Maybe it can be even hejotot. Zikne. Who's zikneim over here? Tamu domar, Eda. That says Aida. Aida is a special group. Aida, Yachol Ketanei Aida. Okay, so maybe Aida means a Sanhedrin Ketana. Maybe it means the minor Sanhedrin. Who says it's the majors? Tanul Mot Domar Ha Aida. The He Miuhadim Sheba Aida. So it's talking about the Miuhadim. That she says Sanhedrin Gedola. So you need the members of the main Sanhedrin. Yeah, that's how Aida teaches me. But now, how many judges do I need? So you have a quote, the Sanhedrin Gedola. You have the 71 judges. So from that group, you need a certain amount to make the semicha. how many need? וכמה אין? וסמכו שיניים. זקנה שיניים. ואין בית דין שקול? מוסיפים עליהן עוד אחד, הרי כאן חמישה דברי רבי יהודה. אוקיי, זקנה, two, four. You can have an even בית דין, that's five. That's a yeah, five. כל רבי יהודה. רבי שמעון אומר, זקנה שניים. ואין בית דין שקול? מוסיפים עליהן עוד אחד, הרי כאן שלושה. Bishamoni says, I don't go with you said. I go with Zekinim only. Zekine is two. Can't have an odd number, even number caught. Add one, you got three. So when I ask, for Bishamon, Haketi, Vesamechu. Ah, what does it do with the words Vesamechu? It's also a plural word. That you need for itself. The teacher would have to make Semicha on the head of the animal. That's the stam you need it for. Ah, for the Biuda, Legufe, not Sadiq. The Biuda says, I don't need that word for to teach me the Deen. Deen Ken. דלא אתה וסמכו לדרשה, if I didn't need the words for סמכו לדרשה, לכתוב זקני העדה ידיהם על ראש הפר. You can just say, their hands go on the ראש הפר. What's וסמכו? סמכו is extra. וסמכו is coming to teach you an extra two. ורבי שמעון, יכתיב אחרי, if it would not have said the word וסמכו, if it would have just said ידיהם, הווה אמינא מאי על, what would have I understood על ראש הפר? I would say בסמוך. Maybe not to do it on the head of the pot. I would say maybe do it close to the pot. So v'samechu teach me, no, you got to lean mamash on the head of the pot. V'Rabbi Yehuda, kamar rosh, rosh me'ola. V'Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I know it's on the head. I make a gezerah shavah. It says rosh over here. It says rosh by korban ola. Just like by korban ola, we know it's on the head. So here it's also on the head. So v'samechu is extra. So it's coming to add another two. V'Rabbi Shimon, lo gamar rosh, rosh me'ola. V'Rabbi Shimon doesn't have this gezerah shavah of rosh, rosh. And therefore, he only learns three. So that's all. There are short in Pesukim. Basically, what the Mahalukah over here is, are you doresh the word v'samechu for judges, or are you doresh the word v'samechu for the head? According to the Biyuda, v'samechu adds another two, v'zekneh is two, that's five. The Bishamon says, no, v'samechu is teaching the gufeh, teach me you have to sumech on the head, and if we only have zekneh is two, plus one is to make it odd, that's why you have three. Tana, we have a braita, semicha. וסמיכת זקנים. Ah, there's two different items here. There's something that's called סמיכה, which we have to see what that is, ordination. וסמיכת זקנים, and the סמיכת זקנים, which we just learned, it's on the head of the pod, בשלושה. So the Gemara says, מהי סמיכה או מהי סמיכת זקנים? What are these two items? אמר רבי יוחנן, מסמך סבא, giving סמיכת תלמידי חכמים, like with a rabbinical ordination, that's the סמיכה we're talking about. מסמך סבא. So what's מסמך סבא? And she says, "Leknot lahem Rabbi." In order to give a rabbi a title, Rabbi, you got to go through a ceremony, a procedure. So that procedure also needs three rabbis. Amar le'abayil Rav Yosef, mismach sabi b'shlosha minal. And how do you know when you want to ordain rabbis to call them Rabbi? How do you know you need three? Eli ma'amid ichti v'yismoch et yadav alav from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu put his hands on his student Yeshua. If that's the case, yacheh tiske behad. If that's the case, Moshe Rabbeinu was one. So therefore, one should be enough to ordain. Moshe Rabbeinu is the head of the Sanhedrin. He's like Shakul Tal Sanhedrin. He's like 71. Then you should need 71. Gemara says, Kasha. You're right. That's a Kasha. We don't have a source really for the three. Amru le Rav Habered Rav Rav Asher. Biyada mamash samchin le. So the Gemara says, is it biyadam mamash? Do you actually have to put the hands on the head? And she says, b'lshon ba'ya gersinan. Kilomar, mi ba'ud le'atnuhe yadayu al reshed sabah? You actually have to put the hands on the head? Or is it, no, you call him, you're officially now a rabbi, and you call him the bi. Gemara says, that's what it is. Amar le, semchin le bishma. The semicha is in title, in name. Kari le rabbi. They call him Rabbi. You don't have to actually put the hands on the rabbi's head to make the simicha. V'yahave l'rishuta l'medan dine kenasot. And what is the benefit now that he's called Rabbi? He has the right to judge special cases. Cases that deal with kenasot, which is penalty cases. Why is that special? It's got Ashi the bottom. The medan dine kenasot. The Elohim ketiv. When it comes to dine kenasot in the Torah, it says, what type of judges do you need? It calls the judges Elohim. Elohim is a high-level judge. Demashma dayane mumhin. You mean experts for kenasot. V'ayinu simuchin. Now, u'b'sha'al dine mamonot, lo ba'inan mumhin, like we learned earlier. On regular dine mamonot case, we said even three hediotot, three regular guys, can judge the case. Mishum ne'ilat delet.
over there by money cases, for example, lending, loans, things like that, we don't want to make it too difficult that you need high-level judges, because then people are not going to lend money. Because if a guy knows, to defend myself to get the money back, I got to go find the three expert judges. Where are you going to find three expert judges? Better, you know, I'm not going to lend the money and leave it. So when it came to Dinei Ma'amonot, we said, you can get away with three regular judges, Hejotot. But when it comes to Dinei Kenasot, you need three Mumchin. Okay, so it says, Delo v'hecha delekha na'ilat delgon bedalat shomrin v'gezelot dainan bebabel. So in a case where it's not a loan case, it's like a shomer, you gave something to somebody to watch and you want it back from you and you have claims like that, or a gezelot case, a theft case like that, you're able to judge those cases in Bavel. Afagav delekha simuchin. Oh, she goes into a story of it. Even though in Bavel, they didn't have the simicha. The simicha was really in Eretz Yisrael. However, the shlichutayu ka'avdinan. The hadush is that the rabbis of Eretz of Bavel are considered the shlichim of the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael. The rabbis of Eretz Yisrael empower the rabbis of Bavel to judge the nekenasot. So when they're judging, it's coming from the koach of Eretz Yisrael. They're coming from the shlichut of the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael.
They got permission?
They got permission, exactly. Permission to go do it. They need permission. That's in regular dinei mamonot. That's in dinei mamonot that have nothing to do with knas. In the case of monetary cases in Bavel, so since there's very frequent cases of gezelot, people watching things for you and they claim that they don't have it, they gave it back. Cases like that, shomrim. Rabbis in Bavel can judge based on the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael. However, kenasot, how many times you have a kenas case? It's a rare case, a kenas case. So they didn't judge kenas and Eretz in Bavel, even in shliut, even as messengers of the rabbis of Bavel. Kenasot case were judged in Eretz Yisrael. But not every rabbi can judge a kenas and Eretz Yisrael. You got to have a title of Rabbi.
What's a
kenas? Kenas, dalet vehe.
Ah, okay.
Kefil. Okay? Comes the Gemara and says, so that's it. That's the piece over here. So we're learning what? Simichat Hakamim is three. Nafkamina for what? For the dinim of Kenasot.